as presented.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Minutes stand approved.
Mr. Chairman, I move that discussion is limited to 4 minutes per speaker other than the applicant.
Okay, we have a motion to limit to 4 minutes during public hearing except for the applicant. Do we have a second to that motion?
I'll second it.
Got a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, raise your hand, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. We'll move into public hearing and final vote. We do have two rezones this evening. I do want to mention for the applicants out to be sure that we're all on the same page, though. So we'll review the application, and then we're either going to make a recommendation to approve or deny in the form of a resolution to the Taney County Commission. That meeting is actually Tuesday, November 18, 2025, and that would be where the final decision would be made with the county commissioners. So with that being said.
Did you state 9 a.m.?
I did not. 9 a.m. November 18th. And so we'll go for our first rezone.
Okay. Case number RZ-2025-023, Lorraine and Earl Fisher. Subject property located at 1520 Acacia Club Road, Hollister, Missouri. Oliver Township, Section 13, Township 22, Range 22. The request. The Fishers are seeking Planning Commission recommendation for the County Commission to approve the zoning request of one parcel, 18-6.0-13-001-001-004.000. The existing property is R1, and the request is for C2 general commercial. Lot size is 80 foot by 244. Utilities, it has a well for water, and for wastewater, it's treated by Taney County Regional Sewer. All right, so it says no history in your book, but there is a little bit of history, and I want to give you that real quick. And it is in your packet. On September 20th, 1999, the Taney County Planning Commission approved a request by Earl Fisher for a project called the Branson Trout Hideaway in accordance with approval of Division 3 permit. All of Lot 18, which is what they're requesting. And then as I get into our slideshow here, I've got some stuff highlighted in that we're not supposed to use off those old Division 3s to make a recommendation to the commission for the use, right? We can't use that existing Division 3, but they were given that Division 3 for a nightly rental, okay? 1999. So, get you guys on the same page here. We got the Hollister reverse diverging diamond here. So if you come up here in front of a School of the Ozarks and it goes around about, cut over and go up the hill, and then you want to cut up on Acacia Club. Our property in question is right here. A little bit closer. I think this is the pizza place that's been down there for quite a while now. So they're kind of across the road. This is a commercial fishing, nightly C2 property. I'll show you that too. But we're looking at this long center property right here. A little bit of a close-up again. Looks like there's two homes on it. I found that in the Division 3 that this house or this lot actually has two homes on it. So here's that commercial property right to the east of it. Here's the property in question we're discussing tonight. Most of it around it is all R1, a little bit of agricultural. and a little bit of a, looks like R3 right down here. Another little shot of it. Tried to get a little closer. I actually tried to measure out all the green space and impervious for the C2 requirements to see if it met. Once again, so here's the old Division 3 they got in 1999. So I kind of highlighted what I thought you guys would be interested in. So B, the permit is specific to the applicant to whom the permit is issued and cannot be transferred without planning commission approval. And the permit is specific to a property and approved development plan and cannot be transferred without planning commission approval. Kind of the same thing. And then D, the property where a special use permit is granted shall not be used to establish commercial compatibility for any future land use, change, application, or Division 3 permit. So pretty much just saying you don't use its existing use as a determination. That helps you guys. And with that, I'll bring up the Fishers to speak.
Well, first of all, I want to show you the pictures we brought. Can you hold that? It's a little different than the one on your screen.
Can you all come up and let us know, just officially give us your names up at the podium there? And then
I'm Maria Fisher.
This is my
wife, Lorene.
So, anyway, this picture is more updated. This shows that we've got there's a new privacy fence on this side. You can see it here. It's not in your picture up there. It's a big privacy fence dividing the west neighbor. And here's the privacy fence dividing Trout Hollow. And this kind of shows that we have a huge parking lot. And there's three cars here. You can't see them. They're all white. There's three white cars there. And the parking lot's so big, we could get 10 cars. We usually only have three because we have low occupancy. But there's room for guys to bring their trucks and their boat trailers. And then over here, it shows that we have even more extra parking down here. So parking's not a problem. And the privacy fences are up. And I guess that shows what I want to show. Privacy fence for Trout Hollow and that. And then I made a packet for each commissioner.
Thank you.
So is the fence where that driveway to the left is that's not in this picture?
Yeah, it was kind of broken down, so we had to rebuild.
Okay, but right in that general area there?
And the new fence is in your packet. I just took pictures 2 days ago.
It runs all the way to the left edge. It looks like a hedge there. It runs all the way up to there.
Okay.
And so you already showed this. This shows that we're right next door to commercial. And then I put together a letter of why we want to build commercial. And we've been doing this for 25 years. We've only had two units as nightly rentals, the cottage next door and the basement of the house. And the upstairs of the house was not a nightly rental. But this last year it is. We spent $65,000 on renovations, a new kitchen, two new bathrooms. And so now, as of 2025, we have three nightly rentals in that property. And our guests are usually older people, retired, they're up a boat. They want to sit on the patio and watch the boats. The cottage is 100% handicap accessible. And we have a 101-year-old lady comes every year, her daughter brings her. and she sits on the patio and watches the boat. So we have one fishing dock, and we never had trouble. Our three units share it. And we have a new, I didn't take a picture of the lake side of the house, but we have a new courtyard, brick-paved patio all across the back. Three tables, three barbecue grills. It's pretty back there. And there's a blue concrete patio that's fenced in for dogs, so they can be off-leash. And then we employ three housekeepers and a landscaping company, and I turn them loose. They just come over there and take care of it without me asking. So we have two magnolia trees, and they're a mess. And one way I didn't have the landscapers, there was those big leaves everywhere. But they keep that blowed off, they keep rats on, they just take really good care of it.
So can I ask a question? This is a pretty detailed packet. Appreciate it. So why are you coming before us, Triumph? Why are you asking for the rezone?
Well, we'd like to keep the property the way it is, commercial. If it's switched to residential, I think it's just going backwards. I mean, we spent 25 years to build it up to this point.
So are you trying to sell the property? Because as long as you operate it, they can continue doing what it is. So that you're doing this because you want to sell the property, correct?
At some point, yes.
Okay. Well, and that's totally fine. Just I think it makes sense because this is really an unusual sort of situation to come before us. But totally understand what you've done and from my perspective, you know, going from R1 to C2 is like a massive jump in the zoning deal. And if you were to ask me up front, I would say 99% of the time, I would say that's probably a huge leap. But because the problem with C2 is it, and I don't know if you have that chart handy, but it just gives you some, not you all, but if it was sold, what could go into a C2 zoning could basically be any of this, right, Cody?
Anything I'm going up and down on this.
Like a
multiple pages. Marijuana
hotel.
Dispensaries.
Any kind of commercial business could
That's
be.
Right.
Gas station, vehicle repair.
Well, I don't think it will. I don't think anybody could put a gas
well,
station.
Well, if you sell it, you don't control it. So that's sort of what our responsibility is to... And I just want to be transparent. You guys have done a good job with your presentation to bring that up. And I'm just one individual here, but I thought that might help set the stage of what our concern, because we've had other individuals attempt to do a similar thing. I will say, and I'm open to other questions or feedback, you know, there is C2 adjacent, right? Is that what the coating of the trout?
Yes, it's right next door, and let me click on my zoning again to show you. Should be right there.
And a little bit down below.
Yeah, the little restaurant there.
So the same concerns that you have for them, you're really right there for people
that
are sold too.
Yeah, so I mean, it's adjacent contiguous property that we're talking about. There's not like a house in between or... any of that kind of stuff. So that's what's unique about this application, I think, and at least in my perspective.
I don't think they could make as much money selling
pots. You'd be surprised.
I think she's pretty sharp.
maybe you can make a contingent on they can't.
I'm not saying we're not going to vote. I'm just giving you an update of at least what we've all discussed in the past.
That's the first thing we ever think about is what would happen after the best intention.
There's plenty of people there to keep an eye on. Travel all over.
Right.
So based on additional, so there's three units, so that would have to be, couldn't be in R1, right?
Well, I'm a little confused, because they're